Hello everyone, I'm Brenda Douglas, your trusted realtor here in the DMV, and today I am excited to bring to you the Prince George's County, Maryland market update for September 2023. Listen, whether you are a buyer or a seller, this information will help you to make an informed decision about our local real estate market. All right, so let's dive in. Currently, we have a 1.6-month supply of inventory. It is a seller's market in Prince George's County, Maryland, meaning that there are more buyers out there looking to buy than there is inventory. The inventory is low. Again, it is a 1.64-month supply of inventory. This means that if no properties were listed, it would only take 1.64 months to sell all of the existing homes on the market. Now, let me just say that that has been a decrease in the months of inventory. The decrease is by 34.66%, right? Which indicates a strong demand for homes in our area. Like I said, there's very low inventory and there are more buyers out there looking to buy. Now, let's look at the list to sold percentage. The list to sold percentage is the price that the home was listed for compared to what it actually sold for. Here in Prince George's County, Maryland, homes are selling on an average of 100.6% of the listing price, right? So sellers are receiving exactly what they're asking for, or they're very close to receiving asking prices, indicating a competitive market for buyers. Right? So buyers right now, I know you are, some of you are scared of this interest rate, but you don't want to sit on the sidelines. You want to get in the game because the competition is high. And no one knows when or if the inventory or the high interest rates, I should say, will go down. Right? So don't sit on the sidelines. You don't want to wait too long. If you want to get in the game, get in the game, because you can always refinance in 2 years. Now, in terms of how long it will take to sell your home in Prince George's County, Maryland, the median days on the market is only 14 days. What that means is that a home hits the market and it sells within 14 days, right? Now, listen, that is if the price is right, right? So you and your agent, you need to come up with the price, look at the activity that's happening in the area. You need to study the area. Actually, your real estate agent does as well. And then also know that homes are staying on the market for 14 days. The median days. And let me just say that the median days is not the same as the average days. Average is when you take all of the numbers and you add them up and then divide them by the total number. But that is not we're not saying average. We're saying median, meaning that is high, median, and low. The median days on the market is 14 days. So now listen, if you have your home on the market and it's been more than 14 days, even though there's high competition, that's a red flag. Because for the most part, homes are selling within 2 weeks, right? So again, it is important to note that if you're priced right, you can sell faster. Now let's look at the median sold price. Again, we're talking high, median, and then low. The median sold price in Prince George's County, Maryland is $420,000. So this is a midpoint for Prince George's County, Maryland. Now, it is also important to note that the home prices can change depending on the factors, like, for example, location or the size of the property or the condition. That's a really big one, the condition of the property. All of those plays a factor in the price, among other things. But overall, again, Prince George's County, Maryland is in a seller's market, right? And yet it presents opportunities for both buyers and sellers. If you're considering buying a home, it's crucial to act quickly. You don't want to wait on the sidelines. You want to get in the game because it could take you longer to find home because inventory is low, number one, and they're only staying on the market for 14 days. So as soon as they hit the market, you have the buyers coming from out of nowhere, for lack of a better description, to pick up this inventory or to get this inventory. So if you have ever considered buying a home, you don't, again, want to sit on the sidelines. You want to get in the game because it could take you a while to find the property that you really want. Now, for sellers, it is an excellent time for you to sell your home in the seller's market because you have the advantage in this market, right? You have the potential of getting higher amount for your property, if not the asking price, right? So no lowballing. It is a seller's market right now in Prince George's County, Maryland. Homes are in high demand. Now, let me just say that some of you may be concerned that if you sell your home, then you become a buyer and then you become in the low inventory or fishing for or trying to find a home in a low inventory market. Let me just say that there are strategies to help you transition without being homeless. And your agent can discuss that with you, or those options with you, I should say. Now, listen, this concludes the market update for September 2023 in Prince George's County, Maryland. If you have any questions or would like any information on buying or selling a home in Prince George's County, Maryland, don't hesitate to reach out to Brenda Douglas. Thank you for listening, and I am here to help you achieve your real estate goals. Have an awesome day. Have an awesome week, guys. Thanks for listening.